At the end of 28 June 2018, Parliament will be dissolved. It will dissolve itself by virtue of the operation of law. So there will no longer be a legal parliament as from June 29, 2018. However, the president is allowed to remain in office until a new president takes office. And that must be done within 4 months of that period. So from 28 June, you count 4 months from there. So by about 28 October, there must be elections. But those elections are what is allowed for purposes of allowing the processes for an election. But Parliament will not be able to do anything after 28 June 2018. That means that we will have no Parliament, but just an executive operating without Parliament after 28 June, which is not a good thing. Because that executive cannot just run government affairs. If it requires Parliament to do any legislation, there will be no Parliament to do that. So obviously, you must always avoid the situation where you have an executive running affairs of state when there's no legal Parliament in place.
What about the issue of the Constitution, though? I do understand that there's no legal requirement for a new Constitution before the elections. But do you think at this rate there is a need to have constitutional reforms before the deadline?
That's a generalist's typical question. You should not mix the law and politics. You don't have to have a new constitution, because a new constitution is not yet law. So you operate by the current law.